On the phone right now is Riley Holmes of H&R Block. Good morning, Riley Holmes.
Good morning, Tom, Jay, and Sybil.
Okay, this says the IRS started accepting tax returns on January 20th, today?
Yes, sir, that is today. They are accepting tax returns, so we're calling it refund season. We know a lot of people receive refunds. In fact, about 3 of 4 taxpayers get a refund, and the average refund is around $2,800.
Wow. On an average?
That's an average refund.
Okay. And what are some of the differences this year for tax season?
Okay, well, some of the differences is life changes. A lot of individuals who may get married or have children or may have children that go to college, all those things affect your tax return. They can get you credits and deductions that you normally didn't know about, you may qualify for.
The IRS said the other day that they're going to be a little late sending their refunds out. Why is that?
Well, that is not necessarily true. The IRS is normal. In prior
years, they said it.
You calling the IRS
a liar? That's what they said.
All right. I'm stepping away from him. That was not us.
His name is Riley Holmes.
Well, what happened in prior years, the IRS did move their dates back. However, this year is the first year in 2 years that they opened up on January 20th. So typically individuals in the past 2 years were receiving their refunds in late February. Now you can expect to receive your refund early February to mid-February.
Okay. And what can taxpayers do to get their refunds as soon as possible?
Well, the best way to do that is to get direct deposit into your bank account. Or at H&R Block, we have something called the Emerald Prepaid MasterCard. It's the number one card in the industry as far as debit cards. So that is the most fastest way to get it.
Oh, yeah? Get it back on your debit card.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Go right to the bank. Do not go down there clowning.
Marriage, childbirth, and sending kids to college can have an impact on your tax
status.
That's
what he's saying. And often, Riley, we forget the things that have happened to us over the year.
Yeah.
And all these changes.
You never forget getting married.
Well, but you just need to kind of go back over the Rolodex of your year and figure out what changes did take place.
Absolutely.
And what about, and Riley, what about Obamacare?
Yes, now the Affordable Care Act, that's affecting a lot of individuals. In fact, there's three groups who are affected. The first group are those who have health care already provided by the employer or Medicare or Medicaid. The only thing they need to do is simply check a box on their tax return. The second group of individuals are those who enrolled in the marketplace. Now, they will receive a form called a 1095A. That is mandatory to complete your tax return. A lot of individuals will be surprised when they get their taxes done. You will need that form. So if you're enrolled in the marketplace, please bring that form in. The third group of individuals are those who qualify for an exemption. Now, a person may have a bankruptcy or they may be not required to file, or they may have a foreclosure. You have to bring proof in for those things. There's over 30 different types of exemptions, but if you qualify, then you may get exempt from getting penalized for not having health care.
Okay, it is tax time, and tax season is upon us. This is Riley Holmes from H&R Block.
Man, calling him a liar, man.
Man, yeah.
You're a brave
He's a bad
man.
Dude, man.
Thanks.
Thank you, man.
All right, thanks. Talk to you guys.
That was Riley, all right?
That was Riley.